B-Pod Studios.
Nine.
Hi, Kristen.
Hi.
How can we help you?
There's this really sweet guy named Jimmy. Like, he's really nice and everything. We've had a couple of dates. And just this last time, I haven't heard anything back from him.
Okay, well, tell us about the last date.
Well, he came over to my house, and it was chill. It was nice. We had a good time and whatnot. And then he started to go home, and his car wouldn't start. So my brother gave him a ride. And then the next day, a tow truck gets there. And, after that, it's just one word answers to any sort of message that I send him. I kind of want to know what's up. Like, I thought we were going good. We had a good vibe, and everything was going good, and it was nice.
Okay, before the car and all that stuff, before he actually went to leave, what happened? Like, what did you do that would have made him say, when I leave this place, I don't ever want to come back?
I mean, as far as I knew, nothing. Because, I mean, we were sitting and chilling in my room for a good long while before he left.
Yeah, what were you doing in your room?
Right, details.
Sexy things?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, then. You hear how her voice got all sultry?
Okay. Do you wipe your ass? Did you have any streaks on your underwear? You don't know. You know. It's happened.
Nothing like that.
All right. Well,
everything was good. It was chill. We watched a movie. Netflix and chilling and shit. And it was nice.
All right. Well, you know what? We'll call him next. We'll get to the bottom of this.
Sweet.
All right, cool. Hang on. Second date update on the 10th. All right, Kristen was right. It was nothing that she did. Literally nothing that happened before he left her premises is what turned him off. Nothing that she did is what turned him off. The biggest mistake was him not calling Uber. That's all I'll say. Let's call.
Hello?
Hello, I'm looking for Jim.
This is Jim. Who's this?
Oh, perfect. So, Jim, my name's Romero. I'm here with Pebbles and Melissa. We're the Get Up Crew from Hot 96.9, and we got your phone number from a lady who wants... Let me explain. We're calling you on behalf of a lady whose name I'm about to tell you, but the reason she gave us your number is because she feels as if you and her have a chemistry, and she would like to go on a date with you that we would pay for. So basically, you tell us your favorite restaurant, you tell us the night of the week that you're free, we'll set up an entire dinner for both of you to see if you click.
Is this some sort of scam? Do I have to get my credit card number or something?
I'm even going to tell you her name. You're not going to be like thrown off guard or anything.
So you're just going to send me and some woman out on dinner?
It's a woman that you know, and I'm going to tell you her name. Her name's Kristen. Remember Kristen?
Chris? Oh, I'm good. No, I am good.
Wait a minute. Can you... Well, we spoke to Kristen, and she seems very confused. She said that you guys, you know, you had a couple of dates, and that, you know, it seemed like you were clicking and that the relationship was going in a positive direction. So what happened that made you not want to call her anymore?
I have my reasons. I mean, we did have a good time, but nah, I'm good.
Okay, can you give us a little more than that?
Can I pick somebody else to go with?
It has to be Kristen. She's the one that called us about this.
I'm good. Can't do it.
Yo, Jimmy, what the f***, dude?
Okay, well, hold on. Jimmy, Kristen's on the phone. She's going to listen to what you're saying. Can you just...
Oh, my God. Mel, we eavesdropping here. Hey, Kristen. Listen,
you eavesdropping nothing. What the f***, yo? Like, you want to sit there and say that we had a good time and agree that we had a good time? But now you
had a good time.
For what?
And I agree. We had a good time. I had a very good time.
So what's the issue?
What the f*** the issue is?
All right, since you want to know about it, it's your brother.
Her brother?
What the f*** is wrong with my brother?
Did he go on your date with you?
He didn't have to, but he did.
That ride home, he was acting like Alonzo in Training Day. I'm cool.
What do you mean?
So, you know, cool, gave me a pound, drove me home, whatever. And then before I get home, he makes a stop. And he goes talk to this shady guy on the corner. Shady looking. He got something from him. We drive, you know, maybe another mile or two. He sees some guy, and he's like, hold this. And he throws what he got on my lap. And it's a bag of white powder. Not a little bag of white powder, but a big bag of white powder. Yes, like Pablo Escobar size bag of powder. I don't know what it was. I didn't test it. And him and this guy, he just punches this guy in the mouth or something and says, you better have my money by Thursday.
No, then he gets in the car. No way.
Wait, no,
dude, you lying. You a damn liar, bro. Like, how are you going to sit there and really my brother like that? No, dude. My brother is the sweetest damn person ever. The motherfucker for a nonprofit organization, bro.
He's probably using that nonprofit to watch his money.
Wait.
So her brother allegedly bought drugs, then gave it to you to hold so you could beat some guy up in the street.
I didn't test it. It could have been a bag of baby powder. It could have been BC headache powder. I don't know.
So her brother, your ride home with her brother was an adventure. That can be fixed.
It was definitely an adventure.
That was an anomaly because something you had an issue with your car. But normally something like that won't happen. That has nothing really to do with Kristen. You and Kristen seem like you were hitting it off. There's not many situations where somebody gets in a relationship.
Let me stop you before you get there. I am not hanging around for the indictments to come down.
I'm just saying that there's not many situations where you get into a relationship with someone and you get along with
everyone. Where are you going to be when those indictments come down? No, thank you, man. I don't want to be on any affidavits or nothing. I'm good.
So that's a no?
Hell yeah, that's a no.
F*** you, Jimmy. Like, you're lying on my brother. He's, like, the sweetest, most kindest person ever. He's donating, like, 500 turkeys to homeless people for Thanksgiving this year.
Aww.
Yeah. So did Nino Brown in New Jack City. That's what drug dealers
do. Oh, my God, that's right, he did.
They donate turkeys.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.